a big machlokes in Poiskei Zmaneinu. If you're allowed to take showers in Yom Tov, especially in Yom Tov Sheni, not because Yom Tov Sheni is easier, just because the second day people are dirtier. Sometimes Yom Tov after Shabbos, especially in Eretz Yisrael, that it's a bit dirty, hot. Some people walk to the Kosel and they dance. So I want to mevarer the inyan. Yeah, and I'm davening that Zaynish can takol, and people will start to be maker where they don't have to be maker when they learn the halachas. I'm sure if someone leaves in the middle, don't go out with the coolest and leave. Without God, the people that leave are the people that like coolest. So, if you leave in the middle, you can't take a shower. Make it clear. I want to mevarer the inyan good. I think most of the things we'll be managing to mevarer today. We'll go keseda. When we started down on the shaila, if you're allowed to take a shower in Yom Tov or not, we have to first be mevarer the Isur Rechitze and Shabbos in Yom Tov. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Flametesim would base, the Gemara speaks about Shabbos, Osur Lirchoitz Kol Gufoi B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to rinse your body with hot water that was warm before Shabbos, and for sure not that was warmed in Shabbos. If you look at the sugi in Shabbos, daf lametes, it's a machlekes tanoim, tanya lo yishtatef odom kol gufoi bechamim ben betzoinen divin Rab Meir, Rab Shimon Mati, Rab Yudahim bechamim osu betzoinen muta. ההלוכה כדברי המכריע, לשולחן ערוך אל אור החיים, סימן שין חובוב, סעיף א', פסקנס. אסור לרחוץ כל גופוי, אפילו כל עבר ועבר לבד, במים שהוכמו מערב שבת. בין אם הם בכלי, בין אם הם בקרקע. ואפילו לשפוך המים על גופוי, ובקור שאור, להשתתף אסור. אבל מותר לרחוץ בהם פונו יודו ורדו. אבל בחמי תבריה יעלתו ואין צריך לימר בציינים. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're not allowed to rinse all of your body with hot water in Shabbos, even Eivir Eivir. But part of Yodav Raglov, if the water was warm before Shabbos, you're allowed to. But with cold water, you're allowed to. The Mishtabura, Elikach of Yitzchayim, is Mitzayim. Ein Tzorich Leimah Shebetzayin Mutov, Ayin Lekamon B'Mishnebura Sifkot Mechof Aleph, We'll get to it later. We are speaking about rinsing yourself in a bath in hot water and taking a hot shower in Shabbos of water that was warm before Shabbos. You're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? What is the problem? What? So it's a gzeira de rabbanon. Takola sabalonim. What happened? People would come and they wanted to go. In the old days, you know, they didn't have a private shower in every house. They had like a public shower, public Beis HaMerchetz. They made a lot of money there. People came in Shabbos, the water was cold. So the balonim would warm it up in Shabbos. And they would say it was warm up from before Shabbos. Gzeiras HaBalonim. Remember the Ramban later speaks about this gzeira. He says obviously everyone liked to take showers if it was such a pressure on the balonim. The Gabi, if in that days everyone took showers or not, the Ramban says everyone took showers. Look what pressure was on the balonim to Michal Shabbos. Now, so Chazal asked to rinse yourself and to take showers and hot water in Shabbos. Mishum gzeira sabalonim, it's called. What happens if it's mokrim tzar gochel? Abkveiger and Simon Shinchov Vov, Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Bir Halacha b'shem Abkveiger. Mitztair af al pishein echoyli kol gufo yeshleimar shemuto eloy lirchots. You're allowed to rinse with hot water if you mitztair tzar. Why? Rab Kiveger and Simon Shin Zion, Sifei, says, Mashma de mitztair muto lirchots afilu gufo yibachamim shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos. He's coming to answer a kasha, it's brought down that you're allowed to tell a goy to bring water. Fayda Mishnubu, what helps that the goy will warm the water? Oh, Shaila there. Fayda Mkveiger, Tepele, you're not allowed to rinse anyway. Zagda Mkveiger, Vekil Yoysa Mishal Shvusi. Kevan Shuosu Rachma Zera Sabalonim Kmeshikosa Varif. Aye, you're not allowed to take a medicine, Gzera Mishum Shrika Sabalonim, even if you're sick. Only if you're really sick, you're allowed to. So why Rav Kiveiger says you're allowed to take a hot shower if you mitztayer? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says the gzeirah from Balonim were all to bad people. Gzeirah shchika samamonim was not bad people. You'll have a headache, you'll come to squeeze some garlic to make a medicine, right? Not a bad person. You'll forget. The Balonim were bad people. They didn't forget. They mechal Shabbos, and they claim that they did it before Shabbos. This is a gzeira for Oivra Aveir. So gzeira samamonim is for everyone. Gzeira shemo yalichero dal damas b'shusorade. You will do it. Gzeira, you're not allowed to go on a boat. Shemo, you will attack in the boat. You'll forget. Here the gzeira was not that the balonim will forget. Were bad balonim, bad people. And they were mechal Shabbos. No one would come to them. They made up a story from Friday. We made a gzeira on them. Welcome, Chayli, no shayel the gzeira. It's interesting. Rabbi Kiveger says in the end of Tshuva, V'ayin Tshuva Sradach. If you look inside, here it's Mashma, he says a different reason. That it's not Shvus. Shvus, the acid in every Shvus is also in Yontif. Chazal were not mechalik b'shvusim. Val, it was mutar in Yontif, obviously it's not a Shvus. And Val is not a Shvus. B'meile, it's muto b'mokim tzal. Tzal godle, I don't know what is that tzal. We'll get to that. This is isu rechitze and yontif. I'm sorry, and Shabbos. So we said you're not allowed to take a shower, go to b'samecha, it's a bath. And Shabbos, in hot water, even if the water was warm before Shabbos, gzeiras abalonim. Mitztar abkiveges says yolach. Yolach brings it down. Yontif. You're allowed to rinse in Yontif or not. So in Yontif alein, Maim shehuchmu b'yontif is also. Maim shehuchmu b'erev Yontif, nechliku harishonim. The Rif and the Rambam say you're allowed to be Maim shehuchmu b'erev Yontif. And the Rosh says you're not allowed. Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Yud Alef, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Maim shehuchmu b'erev Yontif, mutar lichutz kol gufo yafilu ke'echo. Mi hu davka chutz lamerchatz. Bamerchatz osu mishum gzeiras banon. Ramos says, v'yesh oisrim b'chol inyan v'chen noeg. So nim shubu davka kol gufo. Aval eiver eiver lekula amamutor lichatz. So, we have a machlekes, if you're allowed to take a shower with hot water that was warm before Yontif. Why? So there's two ways to understand it. Pashtus, the Rambam and the Rif learn that Be'etzem you're allowed to warm water in Yontif to take a shower. It's called Shavah L'chol Nefesh. Rambam says, do you see the Balonim were busy, obviously. Chazal asked Yontif, Gzeiras HaBalonim, Otu Shabbos Yontif, they close the mikvahs in Shabbos and Yontif, they close the Beis HaMerchetz. But Erev Yontif, Otu Yontif, Shabbos, Otu Yontif, that not. Because Be'etzem and Yontif is no problem to warm up if the Balonim will do it. It's only Gzeiras HaBalonim from Shabbos. So if the water was warm Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take a shower. I'm sorry. If the water was warm Erev Yontif, you're allowed to take a shower and take a bath. And Yontif from that water. Mashenken Tesis learns that it's not called Shovel Echol Nefesh to take a shower. So b'meile, if you take a shower and yontif, so Taisa says it's not shove lechol nefesh. While it's not shove lechol nefesh, b'meile, if you warm the water in yontif, you over isu. So it's gzeres balonim in yontif alein. Made it higher? You could hear it? The back? What? It's a degree, degree. So, Mimele, Tesis holds that is a gzere also yontif. Erev yontif. So, Mimele, Chamim shehuchmu be'erev yontif. Lefi der Shulchan Aruch is mutar l'Yisrach etzkel gufoy, and lefi the Teisves is asur l'Yisrach etzkel gufoy. But this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Now, what mamshich? Some want to say the bezman hazeh, it became shavah lechol nefesh lekulei alma. People take showers every day. I heard even some people even do it in the 9 days. Not the day though. Yeah? They take, why? They say they can't live without it. You never heard about it? They say it's shavah lechol nefesh. The mice. It was even yichidin that the halacha hold you allowed to put on hot water and to warm yourself water to take a shower. We pass in lemaise that ain't lehokin. But we have to remember alamor that is a tziruf. Also, even if it's mutar, the gzeiras don't change. So the vile we know to take a hot shower in yontif, maim shehuchmu me'erev yontif. And not in the merchatz. We'll see later if our showers and our baths are called merchatz. You're allowed to lefi the Shulchan Aruch, lefi the Ramo, you're not allowed to, but ever, ever you're allowed to. Maim shehuchmu me'erev yontif. Second shlav. To take a cold shower, mechuva is not a problem. You're allowed to even in Shabbos, right? But there's the Shulchan Aruch, shimen chovov, siv alef, aval b'tzoinen you're allowed to. Zog the Mogen Avraham, the Mishneh Berurah brings him down. Kosvo apoiskim de haminag shelo ilichu itzklal banor o bamikve de motzui lo v'lischit ha-sa'ar v'oit kamatayim im ayin Mogen Avraham. Tiltu lo itzoe, gzeirem mitzum shat, he will come to swim. So it was a minag naturant. And if you remember, when we started Shir, we said that when the Shulchan Aruch writes down the aloche, muto, Lichitz b'tzoinen, the Mishneh Berurah said right away, Shin Chovov Seif Aleph, V'ayin Likamon Seif Kotn Chov Aleph. What happens in Yontif? And Simen Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, Lichitz Yontif, the Mishneh Berurah says, Ayin Lichitz Shabbos, and Tzoinen, when I write down the Trumas Hadesh and Deer, means what I said Deer belongs here. So b'meile, you're not allowed to take even a cold shower. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to take a cold bath, you're not allowed to go to the river, you're not allowed to go to the ocean. These are people who go Shabbos or Shchodesh Sivan to the ocean, they have to know Shabbos, you're not allowed to go in. Not to swim, only swim, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to go into rinse. What is the problem with rinse? They'll tell you, why they go to the swimming pool on Shabbos? What is the problem? Cold swimming pool. Not allowed to. A minik. So stark is the minig. It's machlekes b'shamer b'sila. You're allowed to go to the mikveh in Shabbos or not. The halacha is you're not allowed to be tovel keli in Shabbos. Nira kemetaken. Right? You have a keli. A lot of times it happens. You're in a hotel Shabbos and the keli are not tovel. Happens a lot of times. Go to Belarus and all these places and you're stuck. they take out dishes, you want to make a tefillah, it's all different eitzes what to do. It's also nirik and metaken. A lady is a nida, she wants to go to the mikveh and Shabbos. She's allowed to? Or not? Not allowed to. Zog b'silel, you're allowed to. Why? It doesn't nirik and metaken. People think that she's rinsing. She's hot. She's going swimming. The kelim normally don't go swimming. So b'mele, it's nirik and metaken. Zog b'mishneh b'ruah. That if it's not a tevilas mitzvah, the zmano, kosav atrumat adesha, not to go to the mikveh. Why? Kevon shebizman hazeh, we have a meaning that we don't go even for cold water. So everyone knows that we're not going to swim, because you're not allowed to be in the water in Yontif, or in Shabbos. The mele don't go to the mikveh. Hazeh paskin atrumat adesha, that you're not allowed to go into the mikveh. Because we are poiskim, the yofen noagu, trumas adeshen, mishum the cave in the safe haminek bezmaneinu leso v'shabes lichos gilgufu yapilu betzeinen, im ken nikar du bishum tfilu v'merzikim etaken. So why some of our brothers go to the mikveh and Shabbos? Some of our brothers go. Well, if you know them, some of our brothers go. Why some of our brothers go? So one reason is, I'm asking for two things. Why they go? Lechure, I'm not asking why they're not makpid and the meaning not to rinse. I'm first asking why they're going. Lechure, it's the Mexican metaken. Because no one goes to rinse. So it's Mexican metaken. So why they going? So one reason is because Be'etzim is not you need to go to the mikveh me'ikar adin. Chazal u'mevatel tefilas kari. So Be'etzim is not metaken. Now, the Shaila is Besedah, so it's not Merzikim Metaken. And if it's a big Indian, so right, the Indian is very Choshev, no matter what. But why is what happened to the Minig not to rinse? So one of the two. The Minig was not B'mokim Mitzvah, or the Issur is to rinse, not the Toivah. Deva, all this is on cold water, on hot water, L'chur is no Heter. I'm saying it's a different shir, what the people that go into hot water are what they're saying. Who that is the Isu Rechitze? It's a Gzeras Abalonim. That is the Isu the Rabbonim. How we matter to them? Yeah, but that already is a different shaila, what you do with the mikveh. Ladies, that part we're leaving out now, in your name. That is a shiur b'fnei atzma. So lechua is a meaning not to rinse. So what is the tzad to take a shower? So the Chazanish says you're not allowed to take a shower. As they go to the door of Chaim Kanievsky brings down b'shem halochas siman shin chovov sifkot mivov b'shem the Chazanish, you're not allowed to take a shower even in cold freezing water. It's a meaning we don't rinse our body. As they look the minchasitz chok chelik vov siman lamed beis shut ma'aril lechadoshes. That the chashash was also b'bayis, not only b'nehoris. And as they pass in the Shmir Shabbos, Gil Chosu, that you're not allowed to. And as they is muchach from Reb Chaim Noe, and Ktzei Sashulchan, he brings down, someone woke up, and Shabbos, he was very big headache. He says, you're allowed to pour yourself water on yourself. I, as a minig, he says, the minig was not when you're not feeling good. Mashma from him, but without the heter that he was matir, b'mokim tzal, even that it's not going into the bath, is taking a shower, is also. So all of these, this is the reason that most Klal Yisrael and Kach HaMinig, we call Am Yisrael, and no one takes showers in Shabbos and Yontif, because Chazanish, Reb Chaim Noe, Shmir Shabbos Gil Choso, and Reb Chaim Noe, you're not allowed to take a shower. Who had a tzad that you're allowed to? Moshe Feinstein. I'll explain. Moshe says like this. As a rechitza and as a shtifa. Rechitza means I go into the bath. Shtifa means I take a shower. And in the sugis there's a lot of difference in between rechitza and shtifa. Zog Reb Moshe, the minig was not to roichetz bano. And shtifa, loy matzonu be'edye mishum echol me'apoyiskim shenoalu le'achmer gam beli ishtatesh. V'im emes, שגם השטיפו היו נכלל בהמינג של המעריל, היו להם להדגיש את זה בהדיה. ולא כן יש לוימר של להסקלח במקלחס במים ציינים ימותו. זאת רב מוישה. אלו שרואינו שכנוהגו ההמוין גם בזמננו לא להסקלח. אפשר שהכל מבוסס על תורס? Maybe it was a mistake. ואם כן, אין לזה חשיבה של מינג if they did it a mistake. Aber efshar zogt Reb Meishe that Klal Yisrael stopped to take showers was a choshev and minig. They had good reasons. They were scared people would take showers with soap and hot water. So b'meile it's a choshev and minig. Yesh lehachmir b'lo yitzar. Aber k'shem mitztayr yesh lehokim. So when it's not called mitztayr, even Reb Meishe says, again, Chaim can hear all of them ask it completely. Shmir Shabbos ki ilchoso. Says she will mitzvah like a hot day, you're allowed to take a shower with cold water. Or even with pleasant. We'll get later what is called pleasant exactly. What is called pleasant. Someone's a pet to them, What is the tziruf for you mitztayer? It's not because Rav Kibbeig. They tiny that mimic that they had not to rinse, they didn't take it the mokim tzar. So b'meile, Rav Moshe is mashma stav. It's a new mimic, mokim tzar. The Shmir Shabbos understands that the mimic of the Trumas Adeshen was only when things were good. The Mokim Tzar, they didn't take it themselves, that minig. And the Kuntre Seicholo, the shtickle from Rabbi Leo Feldman, it proves not like that. The case of the Trumas Adesha that I told you, he says like this. Bezman hazeh in Litvel b'Shabbos, the kevan shema sha'omru b'isil ha'shemuto sh'nire kemekar ha'atzmoy, v'lo yoyim bu sh'tei v'letu mosoy, v'lo chemuto rav b'mayim s'ruchi. Shaila is, the old days, I don't know if you know, the mikvahs were not the most pleasant place to go. Shmaya Avtalion's mikveh, if you tried it, yeah? Different mikvah, they didn't have the system. So lechure, these places, you can't say lekare ratzmoy bo. So what is the heter to be sealed to go to such a mikveh in Shabbos? Cold water. So the Masadeshim, people will say the guy was walking for 50 hours and he got dirty with soyo and zeyo and then he needs it. So b'meila you're allowed to. But b'zman hazeh that you're not allowed to rinse. So people will say, so why is he doing it? Al kochoch for what? For the metayer himself. B'meila it's also. Why? If we'll say like Reb Moshe, when you smell and stink and that, you're allowed to. So the guy will say that he's American and male, he's taking a shower. What is the problem? If you say that Americans are very spoiled and they're allowed to take a shower, after 2 days, it's mamish pikuach nefesh for them. Right? So, what is the whole issur of the Trumas Adeshim? Because in our days, no one will say that I'm taking it l'iskar. And male, the Zogim Liofeld, but Muchach, the Trumas Adeshen, even the Mokim Tzah, was the minig. The only Tzah is to say that people will say to you, American, it's even worse. Could be that was the Gzeir. Without that Teretz, that is Gzeir that people will say to you, American, so Lechure, if we'll say that a guy that stinks and it's very hard for him, it's Mutter, so the male why Trumas Adeshen doesn't let him go into the mikveh. Aber, some amount. We'll go weiter. So Aloch Lemaise, the first chelik. To take a shower with cold water, we'll see later what is called pleasant. Shehuchmu v'boidyoim. I'm not speaking about pleasant that you took hot water and you made it pleasant. I'm speaking now on pleasant, that the water is pleasant. The Shmir Shabbos says that you don't feel the heat, bichlal. This is not cold, but you don't feel nothing from heat. Lemaise klal Yisrael don't do it. If you mitzta'er, so if you mitzta'er me'oig like Rab Kiva Eiger, so you could mitzta'er of Rab Kiva Eiger. Yeah, but Rab Kiva Eiger spoke even in hot water. But if you mitzta'er k'tzas, you have the heter of Rab Moshe and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso. But the oil of a maker, some people are maker. Call the machmirim and say, even if you want to be maker, but you have to know that in hot water, we'll see later, it got to be cold water, it's much easier. That if we'll say that our showers are called merchatzoes, so the cold water you'll be allowed to. But more from cold water you'll not be allowed to, because you're not allowed to rinse yourself in Beis HaMerchatz. The whole heter of Huchmu Be'erev Yontif will be only b'merchatzois, only not b'merchatzois. So the shayla is inside the bath. Some Eliashi wanted to say it's called a merchatz, or shara area from Bochrim in the yeshiva, it's called a merchatz. So there could be, will not have a heter. But legabe, cold water or pleasant water, again, we speak of a pleasant water that from Erev Yontif it's already pleasant. You don't feel the heat inside it. You're allowed to. But with hot water, the vow, we didn't give no heter for hot water. We only gave a heter for cold water. If a person is mitzta'ev, as a heter of Reb Moshe Feinstein, that b'mokim tzar you're allowed to, a heter of Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso you're allowed to. Some people, they heard about this heter from Reb Moshe. We speak about cold water, I'm speaking now. Or pleasant water, not pleasant water that you pleasanted it. The water is pleasant. And you open the hot faucet completely and only pleasant water comes out. Or you open the water and it's not freezing. You open the cold side. But they don't want to be soymechan. They want to be choishish to all the shittas that were not matir in this minik. So what they want to do is they want to use the eitzah that is called Eiver Eiver. What is Eiver Eiver? You don't stand under the shower in one go. You take the hand of the shower, first you wash your foot, then you wash the other foot, then you wash your hand. You do it piece by piece. If it's really an Eitzah, for cold water to make it leichter, I don't know. I don't know if it's an Indian. Could be that Lemoshel. Rabbi Kivayger says, Zemokim Tzar Godl, you're allowed to use even hot water. The Shaila is, but the meaning that Klal Yisrael didn't rinse, say, Moshe say, they say that the meaning is not knowing Zemokim Tzar. But you could say, if you're not accepting Moshe, Shmir Shabbos, Zemokim Tzar is not knowing, Rabbi Kivayger was mad with Zemokim Tzar Godl, even to take a full shower, this is legati the Isur of the Gzeir the Rabbanon. But legabi the minig could be that was even b'chai gavne. So, mikol mekoyim, this is legabi cold water to open the cold faucet, not to open the hot side. I'm saying also pleasant, but again, I'm not speaking about pleasant that you pleasant it. You know what I mean? I'm speaking of water and the cold. That means it doesn't have to be freezing; it could be even pleasant. But the vow, we're opening the cold water. We'll go to the next step. Some people want to use hot water. Maim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. Even maim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, also l'israchetz, afilu eiver eiver, af shehuf shehu. Maim shehuchmu b'yontev, also. Kol gufoi, even ever you're not allowed to do. You're only allowed to do Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos. What is Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos? And dear, lefi the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to, and lefi the Rambam, you're only allowed to Eiver Eiver. So what is Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos? Be'erev Yom. As a machlekes, the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso says he found Rav Kivi Eigel. What would be if the water you put on the boiler before Shabbos? The Shabbos clock. It's called Huchmu Erev Yontef or Huchmu Biyontef. You have a new chemish. Huchmu Biyontef or Huchmu Biyontef. The Shmir Shabbos Tainas, it's Huchmu Erev Yontef. Father Zarab Kivhege. He wants to say even more from that. If you took hot water and you put cold water inside, and now everything became pleasant, so even the cold water are not called Maim Shehuchmu Biyontev. This is the Shmir Shabbos Kichas. Geboidon Rab Kivayegah. Le'umas the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. Reb Moshe Feinstein says this is called Maim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. Or Letzion, Rav Ozner, Rav Ozner says if someone wants to be Samech and Rav Kivayegah. So now I want to take a shower. I'm a cold shower I could take all of my body. I'm Samech and Reb Moshe B'Mokim Tzar to take a shower. I'm Samech and Reb Moshe B'Mokim Tzar to take a shower. But I want to use hot water. So when I want to use hot water, I can't take a full shower. Only if I mitztayer me'oid. I don't think we have a mitztayer me'oid. So what I will do? I will do eiver eiver. But the water has to be maim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. So, if we will have Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos, we're allowed to. Again, I said again, some people hold, you're not allowed to do it inside the bath. And the Maim said, it's roi to be machmir, not to stand inside the bath to take a shower. If to take a shower, is only in a shower. That doesn't have a bath under it. Even that, some people tain it, that it's like Beis HaMerchatz, because the idea of Beis HaMerchatz is a place that people take showers. Some people don't admit that the people that organize it. Baloni. That is the shaila. What is called Beis HaMerchatz? Places that people normally put hot water. Here also people, oh, who put on the boiler? Yeah, and the roommate, they didn't put on the boiler. You close the boiler, so the guy just puts on the boiler and a mistake. Say the same, I'm just explaining how the same idea, if baloni could be the same thing, the guy was taking a shower. No, I left it on before showers. Yeah, he puts time on the oil, you know, go to the guy's cell. So he is doing that area, he just puts on the boiler, yeah? So, I'm saying, instead of bringing the shoes. So, we call Mekoyim. That's it. You have to know, Rabbi Yashiv was machmir about it, especially when you have the deers and you have a whole place of showers. But he wants Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Yontef. What is Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Yontef? So if he has a boiler, and he closes the boiler before Yontef. He has a duchemesh and he closes it. So, and no more water comes inside. He has Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Yontef. But if it got warmed in Yontef with the duchemesh, Lefi, the Shmir Shabbos, it's okay. Lefi Reb Moshe, it's not okay. So we'll go weiter. So a person is inside a dira. So if, again, Lama Zogin he holds, oh, you're allowed to take a cold shower, we don't have the mimic. Or, he says, not only that we don't have the mimic, he wants to do Eiver Eiver. Nahainu, he's Soymech on Reb Moshe. That in the shower we don't have the issue of the meaning not to take a shower. But to the shtatev kol gufo, he knows that there's a problem. So he's going to do eiver eiver. So again, so he's first makel and taking a shower, and makel to do it eiver eiver, even in hot water. He's allowed to. Now, the problem is, and we'll start the problem. You go in and you're planning to take a shower, Eiver Eiver. Yeah? Huchmu Erev Yontev. Why it's called Huchmu Erev Yontev? Yeah, I know the Shmir Shabbos. I'm relying on the Moshe that you're allowed to take a shower, and then I'm relying on Shmir Zalman. The Moshe holds it's not allowed, but you know, it's the meaning, yeah? And he's bound to eat the cheese, the yellow cheese, also before the Suda. Yeah? And he's bound to take a shower to say, it's Huchmu Erev Yontev. He goes, now I want to explain to you, maybe to make it easier, we'll leave the shower for a second, okay? We're going to the kitchen to wash my hands. I want to open the hut. I'm washing dishes. Yeah? You have some bochum to wash dishes? Now you're allowed to open the hot water in Yontev or not? Yontev. Pan of Yodav and Aglav, you're allowed to. Washing dishes, you're allowed to. You're allowed to open the hot water, you only could use the cold water. Okay, we'll discuss that, Shaila, and then we'll move to the shower room. What is our problem? We're allowed to use hot water to warm water, to cook water, to wash our hands. Now, the problem is, in our generation, 2017, that it's not like in the old days that you had a kettle, you warmed water, and then you use it. When I open the faucet, when I open the sink, when I open the water, new water comes in. Now, the system is divided to a couple cases. One case the system is divided to, that when I open the water, the hot water will come out, new cold water will come in, and the boiler will start to work. For sure, I'm not allowed to do it in Yontif. Some places, gas will jump and start to burn. I'm also not allowed to do it in Yontif. A lot of times, it's not such a problem because the gas is already a little bit, it's only a bigger fire goes on. Have the Junkers. What would be, I'm not so sure if the boiler will go on. But we will speak about a case, the boiler is already off. Or I have a duchemish, or the boiler is on the whole time. I'm not causing the boiler to go on. Or the boiler is off. But when I'm opening the hot water, new water will come in, and it'll be nisbashel bekli rishon. It's melacha d'oraisa. Or in the dud shemesh. And this be'etzim, what happens by us when we open the sink and hot water comes out, new hot cold water go into the tank upstairs, and it gets warm. It gets cooked. Be'yatzei ledes. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. We'll call it catch 22. I'll explain why. I'm allowed to cook l'tzerich oichal nefesh. But the new water that is cooked, I don't need. But I can't take out this water without this water coming in. So my tzerich oichal nefesh is to cook that water, even that water I would never use. B'shem de Chazanish, he said that it's awesome. Some are mechalek in between washing dishes. Rabbi Eliashiv holds it's awesome. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach and Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso says, "Ve'afilu moitzimaim she'akol v'nitzis achag yeshloim adeshori, v'le'asrin machmasamaim she'nichnosim b'chag she'loy letzorech." The kevon she efshal leoitzi ma'im chamim elohim ke nichnosim tachtei ma'im karim yeshleimar de choshiv tzorech oichal nefesh. Rab Nissim Karelitz is matirid b'tziruv that maybe I'll be using it. But I'll that not. I will bring two cases in the Gemara. You will know the Indian a little bit good. Is a halacha, you have a candle that is lighting in Yontif. You know how the old days the candle lit? What was inside? Oil. I need eggs. I need some oil to fry my eggs. I take a little dish. I take out some oil from the candle, and I'm good, right? Because of that, the candle, I'm istapek min aner b'shabes chayev misa. It was mechabe. You're allowed to do it or not? Machlekes rishoni. Eliyahu Rabbi brings down the aguda that is muter. A lot of rishonim hold that it's also the Mishneh Berurah paskin that it's also. So the Eliyashiv raya brura. That even that I need it for myself, if I'm causing a meleches yontif in the other side, I'm not allowed to. So when I take out the water, if I'm causing new water to come in, I'm a mevasha. Zog Reb Eliashiv, and I think even the ones that are matir deer will aser here. Because deer, the taking out of the oil, this is the mechabe. And that I'm doing because I want to eat it. Here, taking out the water is not lighting that, not cooking that water. Just in default, more water will come in. I have to know what to answer. That is a raya le'iso. A raya le'heta, you're allowed to take meat in yontif, the Shulchan Aruch, and take it and put it on coals to make a barbecue. Even that the coals go off when the meat, you mechabim, but tzorech oichal nefesh, I need it. Rashi says, Yefshal Levashel Beloi Kibud. The Rif says, because later it goes up again. It doesn't really blow out. But if Rashi stayed, you're allowed to. So from that, from Zalman Balaraya, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yashi wants to be Doicha the Raya. He says, there's a halacha Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to take mustard and boil it on a coals. Like the Mishneh Berurah, what is the difference? And the Mishneh Berurah says here is no different way to do it. Here is a different. So what they want to say that the lomdus is that this is the way you do meat and coals. So that is oichal nefesh. That is the way to cook it. Mashengin water. The way to take water is not to make different water to cook. Punkin, our machines, new water comes in. Mikol mukoyim. This is a big machlekes. If you're allowed to or not allowed. Lemaiser of Shemazaman Oyerbach said you're allowed. Shemazaman was matir from another reason. He said that when I open the water and new water comes in, it doesn't say that water I will see tomorrow. In 2 minutes the water mixes in, and in 2 minutes I'm going to use the fresh water. So while I'm going to use the fresh water, that water is letzorki. As the tzorech oichal nefesh, he brings a raya. He says, in the old days, when he was a kid, God's gedolei Yerushalayim. I don't know if you know how they didn't have electricity at all. So what is that? Someone made up electricity. So they had fire that was made from gas. I remember it. They had it to heat the houses. So they had Yontif and Shabbos. It's not enough place for gas for 2 days. Yontif afternoon, you refilled it. Even though it was enough gas that will burn till the end of Yontif. So what was the heter? Because when I refill it, the new gas starts to burn already now. So you're right that I didn't need it, but I'm allowed to. I have a candle. I want to take out that candle, bring a different candle. I'm allowed to. What? No. The only harem is because oil, and I need it also for today. Here, I don't need it for today. So it's no oil. So this is the head of Rav Shimon Zalman Auerbach. They said that if you're Rav Shimon Zalman, you really have to leave it the water running for a couple of minutes that the new water could come, or use it a bit later.
Then you have to do it again.
What?
But then more new water comes in.
What?
More new water comes
in. Yeah, right. You'll have to every time. You could do it. No, you mean you could do it by night when you know the cold water. Eventually, you don't need it. But they nechanam. But no, I mean to say you do it later. I mean to say that you, in love zone, you just open it for 1 second. Even if later you're going to wash for a long time, you're allowed. That's what I mean to say. It doesn't have to be that this time will be a long time. Now, the problem is in this heter, it's good for washing hands, dishes, etc. But you know what? It doesn't help for taking a shower, because the new water that comes, it's ma'im shehuch mubiyantif, and I can't take a shower. You're right. Using a coffee machine that new water comes in, you're allowed to. If it's no melacha. But to use the shower, the new water, you're not allowed to take shower from the new water. Just Rav Shimon Zalman Shitoso, he holds you're allowed to, because we said he holds that it's called memele, like a duchemish. Even that it came in because of you, he holds you're allowed to. Yeah, but then here's the chiddush. I'm using the heter of the new water coming in to say that I have a das to mevashel to use it, but be'etzem, I'm not allowed to use the new water. So you're out. Maybe I'm allowed to use the new water for my hands. But you have to know, Shlomo Zalman has a shaila, halacha is marba b'shiurim as mutar. So what is the problem every time to warm water and you have to take a shower? For your hands, you're allowed to. So I have the hands. And Shlomo Zalman says, vice versa, when you take a shower, even the hands is a different kind of enjoyment, and that is not shavah l'chol nefesh. Mikol mekoyim, so this is a big shaila. If you're allowed to take to warm the water, so we'll start. So a person goes to take a shower in hot water and yom. If he knows that no cold water is coming into the hot water, so even if you will hold that you're allowed to take a shower, and there were not geyser, and to say that ever in hot water is mutter. Again, first you have to go over the heter that I'm allowed to take a cold shower. I pass the heter of a cold shower, I will do ever. I will do ever. If I will do ever, so I'm allowed to do even hot water maim shuch mumer aviyantev. So even if I would find maim shuch mumer aviyantev, but we have to know, when I find maim shuhuch mumer aviyantev, if this is called maim shuhuch mumer aviyantev, when new water will come inside, Rabbi Eliashiv holds, you're not allowed to, because you're mevashel. You don't need that water. So when you're rinsing the sink, if you need the water later, Rabbi Eliashiv holds, you're allowed. But when you do showers, first, a lot of times at the end of the yom that you don't need it, so much water in yeshiva and emotion, you have so much water you don't need for yom that the more water. And not only that, we have to know if that new water you're allowed to really use for taking a shower. If you're not allowed to use that water for taking a shower, so we made it that water is shaloi letzarech to warm it. So if we'll mesakim in the meantime, what we have till now? What the mesakim the halachas that we have till now? A person wants to take a shower, and especially I will speak in a second. In the end, what I don't want to speak about the end of shaving. A person wants to take a shower yet. He has to know that some hold is a meaning of klal yisrael not to take a shower. And bepashtus was a minik so chomul till ladies did not go to the mikveh shaloi bezmanoi not to be over on this minik. It's not like it's a small minig. And so stark was the minig that you were not allowed to go to the mikveh because there's no more nirek maker because no one is maker. In our days, no one takes, no one goes under it. Came to Shaila, maybe it's only in a bed, not in a shower. A lot of Gdolim said it's also in a shower. Rav Moshe was Mesupik. Bemele, Bemokim Tzar, he was Matir. The Shmir Shabbos was also Matir. Now the Shmir Shabbos, when he's Matir, so he's Mitzarif. He says, if you mitzvah, you're allowed to. So he didn't want, he said, you're for sure allowed to take a shower because he's mitzvah if I am Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe said showers maybe you're allowed to, and maybe we mock him tzar, they will not go so. But mele, this is called shower. Some, and this is what I'm telling you, a chiddush, some stick to the cold shower divine. We speak about cold water without using no hot water divine. Cold water. Some say that if I will do Eiver, it's better. And I will explain. No one speaks about it later. This is the denier voice. We have the heter of Eiver and Maim Shehuchmu. Legabi, the meaning of the Tumasadeshin, no one speaks if Eiver makes it easier or not. But some guys say, it's mistaber, if in the original takana they said Eiver is muta, and this takana mistaber also they said Eiver is muta. So what they do is, they do Eiver, cold shower. Now, I left cold shower and I moved to warm shower. Warm that was warm in Yontem, also. Eiver. Huchmu be'erev yontef is muta. Again, if we will say that is a minig, and the minig is not muta v'mokim eiver, so there's nothing more to say that you're allowed to. You write that you're allowed to as the gzeref and balonim, but you're not allowed to as the minig if not rinsing. But if we will say that v'mokim tzar, you're allowed to rinse. So b'meile, we took care of the heter to walk into the shower. Now, what to open? I have a halacha and gzeir balonim. Be'eiver, I don't have a gzeir. This is if I would take hot water that was hucham erev Shabbos lekula alme, and I don't have a shayla. But if that water got warm from the boiler that is boiling in Shabbos, like everyone took showers erev Yontem, the water was really not hot; it just got warmed over the boiler, or it got warmed over from the Dut Shemesh. So now this is Maim Shehuchmu B'Yontef. Lefi, Reb Moshe, not allowed. Shemazam B'Sad HaKulah. If it was Nischa B'Me'elov, you're allowed to. HaKulah for Reb Shemazam. Now you have to know again, you will have to use the Kulah for, I'll explain in a second for another reason. The guy says, okay, I like the Kulah for Reb Shemazam. I will go with Reb Shemazam. Or a guy says, I'm not going with Reb Shemazam. So if he's not going with Reb Shemazam, say that. So you close the faucet, everything is good. No. Or the water is already warm. So again, either the water is already warm, or he's going with Reb Shemazam. Now, when he's going to take the shower, he's meeting a new problem. Everything is good. But when I'm opening the water, new water will come in. I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to. Reb Shemazam says, I'm allowed to. If I'm allowed to do what I'm doing, I'm allowed to. Reb Eliashiv falls, I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed. So, say, I want to be Semech Reb Shemazam and Auerbach. Now, we have to know when I'm Semech Reb Shemazam and Auerbach, I have to be Semech on another thing. That the new water that is coming in already, it's not the Dut Shemesh Me'ilov. I made that water to come in. Could be that water is already water Shehuchmu B'Yontef. Water Shehuchmu B'Yontef, even if it was a heter to cook it, you're not allowed to take a shower. Gezeiras HaBalonim. Even Maim Shehuchmu B'Yontef, you're not allowed to take a shower, Yontef. So the Shaila is, the new water that Reb Shemazam says, Valium, Psikreshe, She'enu Miskaven, It's not called Huchmu, it's Me'ela. But if you don't want to be Seimech Hanuf Shabbos Amen, so it means even if you will prepare hot water before Shabbos, you, dear, everyone will take showers, the mikveh, Erev Yontif, and we'll leave the hot water, we don't want to be Seimech Hanuf Shabbos Amen, we want that Mayim Shehuchmu, Erev Yontif. But when you start to take showers, and new water comes in, first the shower if you're allowed. Lama Zagim, you're Seimech Hanuf Shabbos Amen, you're allowed. But the second and the third guys that started to take showers, their water already came in. Shabbos Amen said that is also muta, but not everyone is masking with it. So Rav Ozner is mashma that if it's a duchemesh, that some hold anyway that is not mamish. That a duchemesh they want to be made. Now, again, when you're taking a hot shower, you have to know that when you're working with hot water already, you have some shittas like a Eliyashiv that hold if you're standing inside a bath. It's called mechatzos. He had a tzad, even a shower is called mechatzos. The velt in a regular shower is mekel, but in a bat or in a yeshiva dorm, a lot of people are machmir. So there you can use maim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. So some people, what they do on the eitzah to open the hot water, they ask the goy to open the hot water, or Eretz Yisrael to open the hot water. So the guy with the water that is getting cooked, the grome, is no isur amire leakum bepsikreishe. Same thing, no isur amire leisrael bepsikreishe. You're allowed to tell. You have to know something's not called psikreishe. Opening a light, the Shabbos, opening a fridge. But if you're telling a guy to do something, and a psikreishe will be a meloche, in most cases, it's no isur amire. So here, when you tell the guy to open for you the shower. Even if no more water will come in, it's for sure kedai when one guy takes shower, not that every guy will close it, just, you know, not everyone to go in one after each other. Now, some people say that it's an avle. Yontif Sheni to make him. I know that Yontif Sheni is Yontif Sheni. Tzad Sheni is a zilus of the Yontif Sheni. And everything what I said till now, the word Yontif Sheni didn't show up. And all of these swar that I'm quoting, no one said Yontif Sheni is different. It's like we spoke in all the other shiurim, the chicken with the milk is only the rabbanon, yeah? Yontif Sheni, no, Well, the Sheni became a lot of times easier because the Pshat is the second day, people are shvitzing more. Now, we spoke Be'etzem and everything, but we didn't speak on one more problem, and that is the group of the Choshevei guys that will not use Maim Shehuchmu Be'erev Yontif. No. Taili Shechasti Es Rabbi Pamachas, there will be Matir Tzoinen. Eiver, maybe, but you know, Maim Shehuchmu, Erev Yontif, they don't want to use. Why? The Choshesh from Shabbos Zalman, that it's not called Huchmu, but they don't want to use the heter of Maim Shehuchmu, the Choshesh that it's a Mechatzos. The Choshesh that it's a Mechatzos. Of a cold shower they're asking to take. No one wants to freeze. I don't know if you check, you open the cold side, sometimes it's very hard to go, I don't know. Not so gishmak. So what they want to do is, they want to use a little bit from the hot water to make it pleasant. Now, they don't want to take a shower with hot water. No, no, no. Hot water they know they're not allowed. They want to use the hot water to bring up the level. That is one case. The another case that the water, they don't use Maim Shehuchmu, but the oil already used so much hot water, the hot water is also not hot anymore. It's only pleasant. These are two shilas that are after what we spoke. Most times it's not Negea, because, again, the guy that goes into the cold shower, is the cold shower, well, where's the Nachkimin? I will explain. Most Americans that are Seimech and Reboishim to take a cold shower, take a proper cold shower. Especially when it comes up from the top, it's very hard to do Eivir Eivir, yeah? They know if they want to use hot water, they need to do Eivir Eivir. No, I'm not doing hot water, leave me out of that Eivir Eivir, I don't know exactly how it works. I'm sticking to the cold water. Most guys, right? What do you do? Don't take a shower. Very good. What? You know, on the second one, we'll speak about how the Netera behave, yeah? About the people that take showers. So a big group of them take only cold showers. They don't want to go into the Eivir Eivir. Again, because they don't know what... They don't want to go into that Eivir. And they're not going to do Eivir Eivir. They're under the shower. They don't have time to do Eivir Eivir. So they are belonging to the Mismedrash of cold shower. And they're coming to us. I'm not taking a hot shower. I'm not doing Eivir Eivir. I'm American. I'm Reb Moshe. I'm the Mokim Tzar taking a cold shower. I want to know. I need to freeze. I'm allowed to add a little bit hot water just to make it pleasant. And I'm not in the Mismedrash of Eivir Eivir. You understand what I'm saying? Again, he has to know when he opens that water, hot water comes in. All that challenge he has to know. But that is not bothering him. He just says, I'm not doing Eivir Eivir because it's a shower that comes from on top. A big one like the hotels, you know, just takes everyone in one shot. I'm doing a cold shower. I just don't want to freeze. I want to add some hot water to make it pleasant. This is called Tzoinen, or this is called Maim Shiluchu. Big Machlekes Apoiskim. If you're allowed to add a bit hot water to make it poish, you're using hot water that was cooked in Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos. Or I'm even using water that was cooked in Yom Tov. But I'm not planning to take a hot shower. I'm taking a tzoinen. Tzoinen, we said, is cold or even poishim that you don't feel no heat inside. He wants mamish to add a bit. Nechliku apoiski. If you're allowed to or not. I don't have it clear. This is the reason I will not say the psak in it. As a machleikis, a big machleikis. If a lot of poiskim hold to use hot water and the gzeire of balonim, that you're not allowed to take a shower, even if you're using this water to pleasant water, it's called you're doing a shower with maim shehuchmu me'erev yomtev. And you're not allowed to. You will only be allowed to do it if you do it eivir eivir with the heterim. And some will say no. While it stays cold and I'm not making it warm, I'll be allowed to. And the same shiloh will be in the case that the water is already not hot. The water is only pleasant. But it's not pleasant because it's pleasant. It was heat and the temperature went down till pleasant. So the guy comes, it's only pleasant. I have to do Eivir Eivir now? Or no? I could do a regular shower now. That is a machlekes apoiskim. That part, I don't know what is the achroel lemaise. I know a lot of people are makel. It's not so possible to be makel in that. So again, if you're from the Bismedrash and you're doing Eivir Eivir, it's okay. But if you're not doing Eivir Eivir and you don't want to be in the freezing side, there's a shaila if you're allowed to use this hot water. Again, the meaning of Netera, we don't take showers, not the first day, not the second days. I was years and years in all different Netera, in all different countries. Ume'oilom loiroisi, even one Bentera that takes a shower in Yom Tov. To make it very clear. So I said again, it's good to know the halachas. Klal Yisrael don't take. How Reb Moshe Feinstein said, he saw the minig that no one takes. He doesn't know if it's betoris or not. It's a new minig. Mistam has a mocker. That's what Reb Moshe said. V'chein noregim kulam, then no one takes. He claims if it's a mistake or not. But Reb Moshe also said that no one took. But after Reb Moshe read the truth, some people started to take, yeah? But we have to know, the minig of Klal Yisrael is that we don't take. guy, mamish, mokim tzah, you have to know the halacha. But the hoiroh is, after the shir, not to say, okay, so I heard someone's done it the heder, I'm the next one in the shower. The minhag ibn Teir is, we did not take the shower in